Exercises 1 and 2. Jerry drops his clothes wherever he takes them off, leaving a trail of dirty clothes around the house. His wife Eva, over the years, has become more and more annoyed by the habit. But no matter how much she nags, Jerry can't seem to remember not to simply leave his clothes where they fall. Every day she comments on the dirty socks in front of the couch, yesterday's shirt on the bedroom floor, yesterday's underwear on the floor by the shower. Pick up your socks. Why can't you put them in the laundry before you go to bed? Your shirts are on the floor again. I can't stand the mess you leave in the bathroom, and so on. Every day, Jerry answers, "In a minute. Okay. Sorry." He does as he has been ordered, but only after she nags him. Over time, the interchange becomes almost ritualistic. She complains, he apologizes, and eventually does as he is told. The problem is no longer simply that he doesn't pick up his clothes. The problem has become the unpleasant interaction around picking up the clothes, which leaves Jerry feeling unappreciated and nagged, and Eva feeling frustrated and angry, and as if Jerry doesn't care how his behavior affects her. What if Eva changed her attempted solution and tried something completely different? Instead of complaining or pointing out the clothes Jerry has left all over the house, she might passionately kiss him every time she sees that he has picked up an item of clothing. Without uttering a word, she kisses him. Jerry is puzzled as to why the sudden passion, but after a few incidents, he sees that there are large rewards for the small effort of picking up his socks.